You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Appropriate song for tonight, our 18-year anniversary. And you know, Keith, 18 years, it didn't come easy. We fought and scrapped and clawed for every inch of it, every cent of it, to keep us on the air. And
it's kept our nose above the water.
It has been fun, though. And, you know, we have shed blood and we've taken some blood, but it's been we've been bloodied and bruised. But I think you hear tonight, you hear why we have done this. And to me, the greatest thing that has come out of the work, and that has been the familial bond that we have created and shared with our listening family.
Well, I think you're the one who said first that if you're you don't catch flack unless you're over the target. And that's really the reaction that we provoked from the left has given us the inspiration to keep on, because we knew that we must be doing something right to make all the right enemies.
Well, and all the right friends, and the people we heard from the first hour, listen, we have been several calls deep, lines full, all night long since we opened it up. It's a rare thing that we do this, but this is a special show. In commemoration of our 18 years on the air just this week, we marked that occasion, and we're marking it tonight with this open mic installment featuring your calls from coast to coast, and we've been from coast to coast, and we'll continue to go there this hour. Audience members continuing to sound off and dial in their favorite memories, favorite guests, favorite moments, what they like about the show, anything they want to share with the audience. If you can get on, if you can get through, 2 or 3 minutes is all yours. 18 years of TPC is what we're looking back on tonight. Let's let back on it now with Brandon. Brandon is calling from Colorado, Keith. Brandon
let's
in
go
Colorado.
Brandon.
Yeah, let's go, Brandon. Brandon, thanks for calling in.
Hey, it's great to talk to you again, Keith and James.
Good to talk to you, my friend.
Thank you for calling in and being with us tonight. What would you like to share with your fellow listeners?
Well, I'd just like to say, gentlemen, that you have a wonderful show. I've been a listener for about 10 years now, and it's a fantastic program. I mean, you got good music, you got good good conversation, and great guests, you know, and you have a nice, clean family environment. The detractors of the show.
Yes.
Always like to make it look like, you know, people on the right are a bunch of monsters and people with mental illness and all that. And you with your show are a shining example that that is not true. That's the opposite of the truth, because you just provide a good time for, you know, wholesome people that like to have fun, but also hear the truth and hear, you know, good stuff that you don't hear in the mainstream. So it's a great beacon out there for us. And I hope you have many more years on air.
Well, with people like you, Brandon, how can we fail? And it's great to talk to you again. And thank you for calling with that particular message, because, I mean, we are who we are. As Popeye said, I am what I am.
And that's all what I am.
But, yeah, I mean, we are family men, and we have families, and we don't do that to play a character. That is who we are. And
the left needs to be called out, basically.
No, he's right about that, though. But I am glad that it comes through the airwaves as well, that who we are in real life, is it comes through and is received by our audience as it should be. And that's something I'm very thankful for you sharing tonight, Brandon.
Yeah. I mean, I just, that's what always kept me listening, and I enjoyed the show so much. And like I've mentioned in the past to you, you know, it's like listening to old friends. I mean, you get kind of drawn into that week after week. You get to know James and Keith, all of you, you know, again and again, like you know you, even if you haven't met in person. And so it's just a great program. And I have nothing but positive things to say about it.
Well, thank you so much for sharing those positive thoughts with us tonight. It means a lot to me personally, and I'm sure to Keith as well, that you took a moment to call in. And we appreciate that. Godspeed and God bless you and your family out there in Colorado, the Mountain West, chiming in tonight on TPC. Thank you, Brandon. Let's go now back to the Confederacy, if we could. We have Philip. Philip is in Arkansas on our 18-year anniversary broadcast. Philip, how are things over in Claiborne country?
Be good. I just wanted to congratulate you on your 18 years of service to our people. I guess if you're a female, that would mean you're finally legal now or something. But I think my favorite part of your radio program is this international in scope, because it has people on from Sweden and Canada and Germany and even South Africa, because when it's all done and said, the race problem is not a Southern problem. It's not just an American problem. It's a global problem all over the world. That's, to me, why it's insane for Russia and Ukraine to go to war right now, because both of them nations have declining birth rates.
Well, the enemies of white people everywhere love for white nations to be at war with one another, because that reduces the white part of the population of the world. And that's a great tragedy of this war, in my opinion.
This is a very important call. They all have been. Every caller has been fantastic tonight. I mean, you could not have scripted a show like this. Philip, you are correct, and I appreciate you pointing out. And this is why I wanted to turn it over to the callers, because you see a great diversity of reasons and a great diversity of reflections upon why people tune in and why people care about the work that we do here. And he's bringing up another fact tonight, and I think another caller mentioned it perhaps in the first hour, but you know, the fact that we do shine a light and a focus on things going on outside of the country, because this is a problem that afflicts our extended family as well, our race, let's put a fine point to it.
The entire world.
And we need to look after our white brothers and sisters and cousins abroad as well.
Look at what the white race has done, all the benefits that we have given to the people of the world in general. Look at all of the technology. Look at all of the first world advances that are attributable to white nations and white people. They would not have been accomplished without us. And it's important for the future prosperity of the world that the white race prosper. You know, we're like a hothouse flower. We're basically, the rest of the world should try to nurture us like a hothouse flower, because we're like the swallows that come to Capistrano every spring. We're harbingers of goodness, prosperity, and good times. And instead, we're treated like the Black Plague by the left. And the left is basically, you know, if they're successful, everybody will be much the poorer for it. They're trying, for example, there are people, the people that are fomenting this war in Ukraine are exactly the type of people that are the enemies of civilization everywhere.
Well, we have a lot of problems, but if you can face the problems and be a happy warrior, a serious warrior, but go about your important work with a skip in your step and joy in your heart, I think that's what we're trying to do here. And Phil, thank you so much from the call from Arkansas, bringing up your most important point. We have callers from just about every state that tuned in. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs. While you're waiting, drop by our Confederate Corner for a free cup of coffee and good conversation. Remember, there are no strangers here, just friends who haven't met yet. Dixie Republic, we're not just a roadside attraction, we're a destination for our people. For more information, visit DixieRepublic.com.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
There's a light over at the Frankenstein place. There's a light burning in the fireplace. There's a light in the darkness.
Happy Halloween, everybody. It's coming up on Monday. We'll talk a little bit more about that at the very close of this very special 18-year anniversary broadcast. We have so many callers on the line. We're going to get to as many of you as we can. I know a lot of you have been waiting a long time. Let's try to make this as snappy as possible. Every caller has been great, but we'll pick up the pace just a little bit now before we run out of time as we continue to celebrate this 18-year anniversary program together. No tricks, just treats tonight for our listening audience, and the trick was really on the left 18 years ago when we first started, and I know a lot of them thought they would take us out by now, but thanks to you and everybody calling in and everybody listening.
Hiatus, how much they celebrated, you know. When you
well, it wasn't really a hiatus. We took off live broadcasting for 3 months, but we still had reruns being aired, and then we came back and reassumed live once we transitioned from a nightly to a weekly, we came back.
They were thinking they were dancing on our graves.
And then they had to write the retraction. Anyway, let's go to I want to go as quickly as we can this segment. Cy in Texas, I know he's been waiting about a half hour. Cy, how are you? Thank you for calling in. What can we do for you?
Hey, thank you, James, for everything you're doing.
Well, you're very welcome. It's my pleasure.
I wanted to say, James, that I really appreciate your book, Racism, Schmacism, back in 2010. I've been listening since 2005, and I really enjoy Dr. Kevin MacDonald and guys like that. And you had a lot of great speakers over the years.
That's incredible. Another 2005 guy. I know people tune in. We get emails all the time from people who have I just found out about your show. I've been listening for a couple of weeks, a month, a year. 2005. Anybody that goes back that far, Keith, I mean, Cy, we salute you. And, yes, Kevin MacDonald, I actually saw Kevin a few days ago. And he's one of the top five all-time interviewed guests for a reason, and we appreciate you invoking the name of the good doctor tonight. Anything else you want to share with the audience?
Just, I hope you'll write another book, James, about your experiences these last 18 years. You're always ahead of the curve with everything going on in the world, and I really like to have your insight onto what's coming up for us as a people. So thank you, and have a great rest of your show.
Hey, Cy, thanks so much for saying that, and probably still a bit too young for an autobiography yet, but we'll have some stories to tell when it comes. And thank you for being so patient and waiting tonight. I know a lot of you have been waiting a long time to get on, and we want to give everybody a few minutes here tonight. We don't want to rush anybody once they do get on, but we also don't want to make people wait for too long either. Let's go. Who are we going to next, Mr. Producer? Who did we say? Mike in New York. I think New York is the most representative state, the state most represented tonight. How about that?
Texas and New York.
Whoever had New York on, was betting long odds, but New York coming through big time tonight. Mike in New York, thank you for tuning in and calling in. What can we do for you, my friend?
James, Keith, happy anniversary. Man, oh, man.
Well, thank you so much.
It's been a good run, for sure.
It's great to hear you. Now, where are you from in New York? Are you the King of Queens, or are you the Baron of Brooklyn?
No, 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 I'm on Long Island.
Long Island. Okay, great.
Yeah. Maybe we could try to do something for the 20th anniversary. Another conference.
We don't want to give away the secret yet, but, by all means, let's go ahead and do it.
Not the first time that subject has come up.
No, that is not. And listen, it's not a secret. Obviously, we are going to do a public event in October of 2024 that we want you, Mike, to be at, and that we want everybody who was called in, everybody tuned in tonight, a big 20-year celebration for TPC. Now, we keep our events very private. It is for select VIPs and invitation-only type of folks. But, Mike, I just happen to know your voice, and I know who you are, and I know you have been to some of them in the past. Let's talk about that for about 30 seconds. Your takeaways from actually having been a caller who has been at some of our events in the past. How would you describe your fellow listeners here tuned in this evening?
Absolutely treated like family. You guys are rock-solid people. Your family, Keith, I met Keith's mom. Unbelievable people, really rock solid, great people. I love what you guys are doing. You guys are awesome.
Well, thank you so much, brother. We appreciate.
Hey,
listen, that's all you need to say. Listen, to have the support of men like you, I know you are one of the regular donors. Not every caller tonight. We have known some of them. Obviously, we do. And it's good to hear from both old and new friends alike this evening. And you have been – this is one of the guys that keeps us going. Mike up in Long Island donates every quarter. And we – believe me, we couldn't – we barely make it. And we couldn't make it without the people who are regular contributors. So, Mike, we salute you. This 18-year anniversary, you're a big part of that. And we wouldn't be here without you. So we thank you.
I love you guys. And let's try to get together in the 20th year.
All right, go ahead and put it on your calendar. You're coming south in October of 24. I'll tell you when and where exactly, but it's going to happen. So that's a little 2 years out, but it'll be here before you know it. Thank you again for the call up in Long Island. That's Mike. Let's go to who we got next, Mr. Producer. Mr. Producer's – oh, Pam and Dennis in Virginia. Hey, Virginia getting on the clock tonight. Pam and Dennis, thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it. What do you have to say? What's on your mind? What's in your heart?
Good evening. This is Dennis and Pam from Mountains of Virginia. We've learned that the political festival, since its first airing was 18 years ago, we've learned about the political festival from another radio show.
Okay. James, this is Pam. You were just talking and said somebody from, 2006. Dennis has listened from the beginning. He heard about the show. He can't remember what the other show was he was listening to, and he tuned in, and he hasn't tuned out except for when he had his stroke, but then he caught up caught up with it.
Yep.
That's an amazing story.
Wonderful,
and that's another thing, Pam and Dennis, that we say from time to time on the program, talking about the bonds that we've been so lucky and fortunate to create with people like you and friends like you. And the bonds that people seem to share with us, people who will share with us things that go on medically, divorces, marriages, births, deaths. We really are totally invested with our listeners. And I appreciate
it. It is truly a family.
No, well, it is. I mean, this is all we've got. This is it.
Yep.
So, what brings you back as listeners? You've been listening since 05. There's something that you hear that you like that you keep tuning in for show after show, week, month, year after year.
I've enjoyed all of the guests, but it's hard to name one, but I enjoy Eddie the Bombardier on the show and how I also enjoyed him on his own show.
And I think what's brought him back, James, is when I first married him, Dennis was a different person, and through treatment at work because his skin was white. He's really changed his views, and I think when he found you guys on TV, I mean not TV, on the radio, and he started listening to different things, that really, he found a platform that he liked and has followed it ever since. And we've been at as many of your programs as we can. now that I'm retired, we can come down anytime. And I always say, if people are traveling up to Southwest Virginia, we're more than happy to meet with them, have them stop by, stay overnight, have fun in the mountains. You know, we're more than happy to accommodate anybody.
We've got our own version of the Underground Railroad, don't we?
Keith, you ready for a vacation?
Yeah.
The mountains. We don't have a stoplight. We don't have a police department. We don't have a fire department. No post office. We're very, very rural.
Sounds like heaven. That sounds good to me.
Off the grid.
Yes.
And actually, we've had our first snow already, a dusting, but we had snow.
All right. Well, go ahead, Dennis.
Yeah, we wanted to say, if once in a while we hear people, they mention being in northeast Tennessee, and if anybody's in this tri-state area, Virginia, Tennessee, or North Carolina, and if they're interested in developing, you know, like a kinship or whatever, you know, if they contact you, and you can, I'll give you liberty to give them our phone number or email address to contact us, because it'd be nice in this very rural area to know some people that kind of maybe get quarterly.
No, that's it. No, you're nailing it, Pam and Dennis. Building parallel societies and linking up and forming
networks,
bands of networks and cooperation and fellowship with other good people. I mean, that's a big thing that we're about, because that's the work we can do right now that's going to make a meaningful impact immediately in our lives. Listen, I love you both. Thank you for calling in. Really means a lot to hear from y'all. And we will see y'all again soon, whether it be here or there, or even if we have to wait till 2024 for the 20-year anniversary. We got a caller in New North Carolina we're going to next.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussia reporting. Across the country, hospitals are reporting that pediatric beds are filling up with cases of COVID, flu, and RSV, a respiratory virus. Even areas that aren't seeing an increase in hospitalizations yet, like Fresno County, California, are prepping for a possible surge. Pediatric hospitalist with UCSF Benioff's Children's Hospital Oakland, April Zott, says cases of flu and RSV are hitting earlier this year.
We are earlier than usual in having a situation where our beds are full. So I came in this morning. I'm on one of the main inpatient teams. My team is full. Our respiratory unit is full. And there were 5 to 7 kids in the emergency room waiting for beds.
Nearly the entire stretch of the Mississippi River has experienced below average rainfall over the past 2 months, reducing water levels on the river to near record lows. The drought has disrupted ship and barge traffic at a critical time for farmers harvesting soybeans and corn for export. Farmers are paying higher shipping costs. Tourists can see parts of the river that are usually inaccessible, including Tower Rock, although scientists say climate change is raising temperatures and making droughts more common and intense. A weather expert says this latest drought affecting the central U.S. is more likely a short-term weather phenomenon. The battle between the governor of Mississippi and the mayor of Jackson is not helping the water crisis in that town.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves has extended the state of emergency over the water crisis in the capital city of Jackson. Governor Reeves does blame Jackson mayor for the city's water crisis.
What we have proven over the last 52 days is the water struggles in Jackson were specific to the incompetence of this administration and this mayor.
For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I just moved in my new house today. Moving was hard, but I got squared away. Bells started ringing and chain read aloud. Knew I'd moved in a haunted house. Still I made up my mind to stay. Nothing was gonna drive me away. When I see something that give me the creep. Had a one big eye and a two big feet.
You know, it's the sound of defiance in his voice that makes that song work, Keith. And that's something that we can relate to, I think. We can relate to this guy. Well, jumping Gene Simmons. Not Gene Simmons from Kiss, but Memphis's own.
In fact, Gene Simmons of Kiss named himself after Jumping Gene Simmons, who was at High Records. That was a song written by Sam the Sham, Domingo Zamudio. And
we faced down some monsters like that, right?
Oh, yeah. Made a noise with his feet to sound like a drum. Drank hot grease from the frying pan.
I've seen you do that.
Yeah, right. I tell you what, this is that was something from my childhood. I think that was the big number one hit right before the Beatles broke.
Some of those fun novelty songs. Hey, listen, we have got to make haste here. And it's Halloween. It's our anniversary, 18 years. We're doing it all tonight. Next week. We're going to get back to business as usual with the midterm election preview show and all of the news.
That may be the real Halloween show
tonight. We'll see. We're going to have some great contributors on that program. But let's continue the party now, an on-air anniversary occasion, as quickly as we can. Let's go to Charles in North Carolina, who's been waiting very patiently, as so many callers have tonight. Charles, thank you for taking the time to call in, and thank you for waiting.
Hey, James, Keith, it's my pleasure. I'm so glad to see you guys are still around, and 18 years is a pretty long time for you think about TV shows and stuff like that. A lot, they don't make it that long, you know.
So you're We haven't jumped the shark yet.
Jumped the shark, but I tell you what, it's we feel like it's good to turn the spotlight on our listenership from time to time because we do depend on you. A lot of shows just carry on like the listeners don't matter. The listeners are our key. They're the wind beneath our wings, as they say.
Your favorite, say Bette Midler.
No. She's the only thing about Bette Midler that I like is that song.
Well, if you grew up in the 90s, you would have liked Hocus Pocus, but not the sequel. Well, anyway, hey, listen, no, you're right. 18 years, Charles, that's an awful lot of hanging on. And it's special to us, and this is only the second time we've done an all-call-in show in 18 years. We did one a couple of years ago on an anniversary.
Right.
I tell you what, you guys are making it happen tonight. So, Charles, what about the show kept made you call in tonight?
I love it. I don't even listen to MSNBC or CNN. The only way I hear them is somebody with a clip making fun of them. So that's the only time I hear them. I can't stand them. But anyway, I know I can come here and hear the truth. It's not doctored up. It's not candy coated. I can depend on it, and I can find out about things that I would not find out about through other sources. And, it's solid. I mean, it's, anytime I'm here, I'm learning something.
Well, as my wife's grandfather said, we'll call a spade a dirty shovel, right?
Well, this is, we wanted this to be a show that was audience driven tonight. We do 52 shows a year, obviously, and they're not just shows. I mean, it's not a performance. It's not a gig right. or anything like that. We do this because this is what moves us. This is our way to contribute back, our small way to offer something back to the people who made us who we are, and it's filthy rags in comparison to the sacrifices of our forebears, but it's the best I can do. And so to have people like you, Charles, and everybody who has called in tonight, everybody who's listening who couldn't get through, folks, listen, we're all together in this. It's an all for one, one for all, and all for one mentality. And that's not a shtick. That's not a gimmick. That is that's how we feel about this. So, Charles, the final word to you before we go to caller down in Mississippi.
Well, I just want to say thank you. You have the great work, and I wanted to mention one of the shows that I used to like, no longer with us, is Keith Rowland. I always enjoyed him being on it.
Yeah, some of the interviews he did with people.
Oh, Bill Rowland. I'm sorry. I knew his name before the call, and now I.
Well, we got Keith. Don't send me no flowers.
I ain't get you.
Yeah. Hey, listen. This is the show that bridges the past and the present and the future. This is what these occasions are for. Thank you so much for the call.
We really do need to mention Bill Rowland. He's just his legacy is this show in so many ways.
He really advised me the first time the media came calling, and I don't know without that advice if we're still here. Doubt it, in fact. Thank you for the call. We've got callers in Pennsylvania, Mississippi. Let's go to Chris in Utah. He's been waiting the longest. Chris in Utah, thank you for the call, and thank you for the wait. Utah is online now.
Okay. Go Utes.
Oh, boy. You ruined it from the beginning, Keith. Come on. We're BYU fans, everybody. We beat them last time. Then? We earned that privilege. Yeah.
You're the real powerhouse in Utah, not the Utes.
Yeah, don't pay any attention to the fact that they beat us nine times straight before we beat them last year. That doesn't count. Anyway, we're BYU fans, as far as you're concerned. And then this is Chris, Sam Bushman's sidekick on Saturday mornings. Congratulations, 18 years. And now that I know how cool it is to be a Southerner, James, can you make me an honorary Southerner?
We actually have a whole christening process that we do, and Keith is the priest of that, actually.
And you get inside track because they still have Little Dixie, I think, in Utah, don't they? Or Dixie Junior College? Or have they changed all that?
They changed.
You're
going
to get too deep tonight. Yeah. We don't mean to get into deep issues tonight, but.
Yeah, no.
Did they change the name of that college?
For a lot of us.
Oh, yep, let's not talk about it. All right, don't tell. I don't want to hear that. We'll talk about that next week.
We'll be happy. Yes, sir.
The show. The 18 years. Share with your fellow listeners tonight what you want to say.
Well, I want to say congratulations. You know, you are the man. You're the rare bird, James and Keith, and Eddie the Bombardier. I'll give him credit because he's been with you for most of the way. You are the man who has the courage to say the same things that we have been feeling in our hearts and we have been thinking in our heads, but we don't have the guts to say it. And you do, and I say congratulations, and God bless James Edwards and Keith Alexander and the rest of you red, white, and blue-blooded Southerners who know you're right and have the courage to stand up for those values. And after having said that, now I have to become an honorary Southerner, because if we ever have a civil war, I want to make sure that I'm fighting on the right side of history, unlike my ancestors who fought on the wrong side.
Boy, what a call. We're going to make you an honorary general in the new Confederate Army.
When the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Hey, Chris, you have really made the night. Every caller has been great. You have been great as well, and exceptionally so. And thank you for sharing that, and thank you for sharing those sentiments. My God, will I not remember this show, all of these calls, and from so many different – this is not a regional show. This is a nationwide program.
Our world is a region.
Let's go to Clay in Mississippi, a true Southerner, but I'll tell you what, I'll take the Southerners in spirit and in heart, like Chris in Utah, over people like Russell Moore, who was born in Southern Mississippi, but defames his own honor and his own patrimony.
For every Russell Moore, there are 10 Clay. I tell you what, and he is the real guy.
Clay, take it away.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, James. Thanks for having me and representing everything that is good and right about the South, and just being our guy, being somebody that's going to represent us. There's lots of conservatives out there, but there's you as far as the Southern conservative white Christian, doesn't mind saying, hey, I'm pro-white. And that's a very unique perspective.
Well, we appreciate that. I know you have a shared some scars, and you've suffered
shoulder to shoulder with us so many times.
Shoulder
in the past.
To shoulder, absolutely. This is a guy that we know. I mean, as we said before, some of the callers we're talking to for the first time tonight. Some of the callers we've known for a long, long time, and some of them we recognize. But Clay is a guy that's in the local area here.
He has toiled in the vineyards with us.
And you know, Clay, it's an honor to know you, and I know you've been around since the very beginning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I really do appreciate it. And anytime I feel like, you know, I've been ran over by the mainstream media or, you know, by, you know, either their life in general or people that just hate on white Christian Southern people, you know, I'm like, well, you know, James has been hit by that truck 5 times before he hit me the first time, you know.
I don't know about that. You've been hit pretty hard. But I appreciate you saying that. And listen, we got to get back to Bozos.
Yeah, that's it.
We got to get back to Bozos.
Ready for that, Clay?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, let's do it before the holidays. Let's do it before Christmas. When we come back, we got more calls. And then the third and final hour, we're going to go, we're going to keep it in-house. Staff and crew, past and present only. But one more segment for your calls, folks. We'll be right back. Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject from the Spanish Civil War to the funding behind the transgender movement. Antelope Hill publishes books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo and brings real culture to the reading public at an affordable price. If you count yourself as a political dissident, you owe it to yourself to check out the Antelope Hill catalog with exclusive offerings like Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more. There's something there for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out the catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com. That's antelopehillpublishing.com. I'm James Edwards, and I want you to go to antelopehillpublishing.com.
In Message 1, we said that Satan, the father of lies, John 8:44, gave the left evil, spiritual power the more they use the lies. The political left today is the beast. Now the Bible confirms that the dragon gave him, the beast, his power. Revelation 13:2. The extra evil spiritual power that comes from the beast by their lying is what accounts for the string of the leftist criminals in the government that have never yet been prosecuted. It also explains why American capitalists support communism in the 21st century. Note 1, that behavior of capitalists was predicted by Vladimir Lenin, a cell of the beast. Note 2, Henry Ford was a capitalist, and he would have never gone communist. The difference between Ford and the present day end-time capitalists is that Ford was born and educated in the Kingdom of Christ, 19th century America, the New Jerusalem, Revelation 21.
Intuition tells me that it's time to
horror movie, and I'm not big into the horror genre, but that is my favorite. That is 1985's Fright Night. Roddy McDowall, one of the most underrated performances you'll ever see on the silver screen.
Well, since we're weighing in on our favorite Fright Night or Fright movie or horror movie, mine is The Body Snatcher, 1945, based on the Robert Louis Stevenson short story, based on the Burke and Hare murders and grave robbers in Edinburgh, Scotland, in the early 1830s. If you ever have any doubts about Boris Karloff or Bela Lugosi's acting abilities, find that movie on YouTube and play it. And they both, particularly Boris Karloff, deserved to have an Academy Award for that performance.
All right. Listen, we've been taking calls from all around the country tonight. We're going to take a couple more, and then we're going to go just to the in-house crew in the third hour, this 18-year anniversary program.
Does that mean this is the outhouse crew?
No. This is the listening audience at large, but I didn't even think to look at the emails. Emails have been coming in on top of the calls. One email very quickly from a listener in Effingham, Illinois. Illinois is weighing in tonight. Greetings, James, and congratulations on 18 years of advocating for our people. The contributions of you and your guests are invaluable and uplifting. We enjoy listening every Saturday to Sane White People, which is a rarity these days. I have two favorite guests, this listener in Illinois writes. One is Sam Dixon, whom we have had the pleasure of spending time with on a couple of times in our home over the past few years. The other is Jared Taylor, whom we met at the 2019, you know, the top five guests of all time are getting name dropped tonight from the audience. I have enjoyed also listening to Mark Weber, Paul Fromm, and Kevin McDonald. Thank you for your work and your loyalty to our people. And that comes from a listener in Effingham, Illinois, the land of Lincoln here on this Southern show tonight. Let's go now to Bill in Pennsylvania, if I'm reading that correctly. Bill, how are you tonight?
And good evening to you and Keith and everyone. Great show tonight. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you here, Bill. Tell us what it is about the radio show that keeps you coming back.
Well, I discovered this show around 2010. I don't think I've missed an episode, either live or a recording of it, since that time.
Wow. Keith, you can't even say that. I know you can't say that, Keith. I know Keith can't say that, Bill. Look, he's shaking his head.
What I appreciate the most is that you can say things that we cannot say in day-to-day life. I never thought I was a particularly radical person. I have a different background than many of your listeners. I was not born in the continental United States. I was born in the Caribbean. I came here at 13 years old. But the ideas that I have would have been perfectly normal 30 years ago, 25, 30 years ago, and now we're the radical ones. And I appreciate what you can say that we cannot do to our positions, what we do for professions, the things we have to encounter every day. I also appreciate the guests you have, the interviews. It's great to hear Mark Weber. It's great to hear Sam Dixon, Jared Taylor. And you present this with intelligence and dignity. And it's so wonderful. It really is.
Well, thank you so much for those kind words. Let me tell you this. It's that's why we call ourselves paleo conservatives. People that were just mainstream 30, 40, 50 years ago, they're now radicals. No, those are the true conservatives. The radicals are the woke generations of today.
I have been keeping track of this, and Bill, your call has been so meaningful. The callers tonight, New York, Mississippi, Texas, Washington State, Florida, Missouri, Colorado, Arkansas, North Carolina, Virginia, another from New York, another from Mississippi, an email from Illinois, now a caller from Pennsylvania. You know, Keith, that's quite something. That's quite something. That is quite something. And Bill, what a capstone as we begin to round out the 2 hours of live calls from the listening audience.
You know, when you beam out a radio show, you have no idea who is tuning in. And I tell you what, we've reached the salt of the earth, I believe. Everybody that has called in has been faithful and loyal and just are carrying the torch forward with us. Let's just keep it going. You know, we're gaining momentum. Ain't no stopping us now, as they said back in the 70s, right?
Well, Bill, I want you to know that your call has been particularly meaningful to me. Everything you've said, it's just you were really precise and on point. I think the way you articulated the message really It meant a lot to me, being the guy that's been back here for all these years. I really appreciate you not missing a show since 2010. I was pointing the finger at Keith. I can't even say that. There's been shows since then that we've had a fill-in host that I didn't listen maybe the every minute. That's something. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
We appreciate your listenership and support.
We will talk to you again soon. And let's go now to our final call. The final call we're going to take for anybody who couldn't get through this evening. We apologize for that, but we really do need to give the remainder of the hour before we go to the past and present crew and staff in the third hour on our 18-year anniversary to a caller down in Brazil. You talk about coast to coast.
I know
how
him.
About around the world and all the way down? Henrique in Brazil tuning in from Sao Paulo tonight. How long have you been listening, brother?
Hello, James. Thanks for having me, man. Such an honor. I guess I'm the only guest today that's outside the Anglosphere.
Yes.
So it's such a big honor for me.
Well, it's a big honor for us.
I believe me. You have honored us more than we have honored you. How long have you been listening, brother?
I guess I listened since the end of 2015. Big shout out to my brother. He is the one that is responsible for this. I know that he met you guys in person, and I'm willing to do that in the near future. So help us, God.
Looking forward to it.
Well, I'll tell you this. As we told, I believe it was it Pam earlier this hour? Was it somebody else?
But book us for next October.
Oh, no, not next October. Yeah. That's 19. But 20, we will for sure. October of 24. October 24, I will promise we will do an event somewhere, okay, sometime in the fall of 24.
You'll be invited.
Yeah,
you are
absolutely.
Invited.
You'll be invited first if you're coming all the way from Brazil. And, yes, I remember meeting your brother. He came a couple of years ago.
Guy.
How about that? I remember how far he had to fly, how long, how many legs. That is something to come to one of our events. And so you began listening, about 7 years ago. What did you like about the show? What guests stood out to you? You're our last caller for the night.
I remember that when I started to listening, all the Trump stuff came on. And you guys were in the rally. That was the biggest thing that happened when I started listening to the show. And that was huge. And
you were there for that, Keith.
Came from the US. Yeah. That was a great show. That was really a great show. I was
the
beginning.
Media thought so.
I was at my beginning, so I had a lot to learn and have been learning with you guys so much all these years. And it's been awesome. I like I said to you in the email, I got my TPC dose of the week, and that makes my week much easier and much lighter. And
we had Trump, and now you had Bolsonaro.
Yeah, we got to ask about that. We only have
four years.
I would have given you a whole segment, my friend, but with 2 minutes remaining, listen, I appreciate your listenership and your friendship for these last 7 years, and you truly are a friend. But with a minute remaining, you've got a big election. Is that tomorrow? Is it tomorrow that Bolsonaro is competing in the runoff?
Yeah, that's tomorrow. And it's,
1 minute.
It's
tell us the breakdown
time here. The run is really, how can I say, very low. The campaigns are fighting each other, and Lula has some judges from the Court of Justice that are from his era that are censoring the right side of the story, that are censoring Bolsonaro, taking out the number 22, which is Bolsonaro's number, out of the market. Like you say, he stopped So the playing of some music and some advertising from Bolsonaro. So it's very low, very, very bad.
Suppression of the vote.
Can Bolsonaro win tomorrow? Can Bolsonaro be reelected in Brazil tomorrow?
We don't know. It's very tight. The last polls show that he's a little bit ahead of Lula, but we don't know. A lot of hearsay about rigged elections and everything. fact is, everybody's
sounds
with
like
him.
Sounds like America.
And we don't know. Yeah, it really does sound like America. We may have a Biden again kind of thing. A Biden effect here also. As we had in the
past. You have anyone that bad?
I tell you what, you know, he's actually a couple of hours ahead of us. So it's 2 hours later where he's calling from tonight in Sao Paulo. You would think only Europe would be later. But if you look at the map of where we are and where Sao Paulo is, he's a couple of time zones the other direction as far as anyway. But hey, listen. Thank you for calling from Brazil tonight. You are an amazing person. You and your family, your brother, we love you all so much. And we will talk to you again soon. I hope we will celebrate with you tomorrow a Bolsonaro victory. But no matter what, we will celebrate togetherness next week and for the hopefully the next 18 years. Thank you so much for the call from Brazil. So meaningful as we cut off now the callers for the last 2 hours. What a way to end it, though, with a caller from Brazil. We're going to go in-house when we come back with Sam Bushman and Eddie the Bombardier Miller, who's been mentioned so many times tonight. We'll be right back.